a total lunar eclipse, often referred to as a blood moon, will be visible tonight. The celestial event occurs when the Earth comes directly between the Sun and the Moon, causing the Earth's shadow to fall upon the Moon and giving it a reddish hue. For those wanting to view the eclipse tonight in the Eureka area, the partial eclipse begins at 10:09 p.m. The total eclipse begins at 11:26 p.m. with maximum eclipse at 11:58 p.m. The total eclipse ends at 12:32 a.m. tomorrow, March 14th, and the partial eclipse ends at 1:48 a.m. The totality phase, when the moon is entirely within the Earth's umbral shadow and appears red, will last approximately 66 minutes. For those locally wanting to witness the lunar eclipse, Matthew Tidwell from the Eureka office of the National Weather Service says the clouds may hold off just enough for us to witness this celestial event.
So I would expect the coast to stay clear, but the inland's going to be more patchy. There are clouds coming, but they might hold off. It'll be close.
If you have a clear view of the sky, no special equipment will be needed to view the remarkable event. Lunar eclipses are safe to view with the naked eye. However, binoculars or a telescope can enhance the experience. This event marks the only total lunar eclipse visible from the U.S. in 2025, making it a noteworthy opportunity for sky watchers. For more detailed information, you can refer to NASA's visibility map of the eclipse. After the maximum eclipse, just before midnight, another storm system is set to move in. Tidwell brings you the details on that system.
Yeah, so we've got another weather system moving in tonight, probably after 11. So clear at the coast, or partly cloudy to with maybe a few high clouds at the coast. And then rain moving in tonight. And the snow levels when this rain moves in are going to be around 1,000 to 1,500 feet tonight. So it's pretty cold weather system. So that will likely bring snow overnight to Berry Summit and a lot of Highway 36, possibly even briefly on Highway 101 in Mendocino County, and then 199 up at the Collier Tunnel. It's not going to be a really wet storm, but, we've got 3 inches of snow on Berry Summit and 1 inch at the Oregon border. More over in Trinity County, 6 inches on Oregon Mountain and 8 inches on Buckhorn Summit. So definitely a heads up to anyone traveling.
And as always, keep up to date on the latest forecast by visiting www.weather.gov/EKA. Reporting from the KMUD studio in Redway, I'm Lisa Musick.